Kedushin per Gimel Mishnah Vav 3:6. Ha'omer le'isha, if one says to a woman, Hari at mukadeshet li, he gives the ring and he says, by taking this ring, you will be my wife. Al menas she'adaber alayich l'shaltan, on the condition that I will speak to the ruler on your behalf. Or ve'ese imach kafoel, or I'll work for you, let's say for a day, as a laborer. So then, dibra le'a l'shaltan va'ase imach kafoel mekudeshes. Vimlav in a mukadeshes. So then, since this was a standard case of a marriage that was effective as of now by giving the ring, or the whatever it was, the shavapruta, contingent upon him doing some particular subsequent act, if he does a subsequent act and speaks to the ruler or works for her as a laborer, so then they'll be married. And if not, she's not married. In the interim, until he does what he's supposed to do, she'll be what's called mukadeshes v'en mukadeshes, both, you know, in a situation of suffix, waiting to see what happens next. Now, the Mefarshim struggle a little bit to determine what the chiddush of this Mishnah is at this point, because we've said numerous cases already where a person can make any conditions, and those conditions are what would govern the marriage. We discussed about Vespia tonight, Kafel, all that kind of thing. In any case, there's nothing really being added here explicitly. There are those who suggest that the chiddush here is, and this is like Rashi in the Ran, that the chiddush here is that if a person uses a proper item of value, like a coin or a ring, so then he can condition on some subsequent action. But what's implicit in the Mishnah, and that would be the chiddush, is that you cannot provide a service to the woman in exchange for her becoming your wife. In other words, he can't say, I'll work for you for an hour, and after the hour, the value of my work will serve as the kesef kedushin, as the thing which affects the marriage. And the reason why is that the labor itself, while he's doing it, is all adding up, and by the time he gets to the end, having completed the product, which is like one hour unit of labor, so the first like 59 minutes that she got are sort of now been accrued as like a halva, as like a debt that she has to pay him back, and therefore that's no good. It's kind of the same as the case we had before about him giving her those, you know, fruit, and then her eating the fruit one by one as he is, you know, giving them to her. By the time he gets to the last one, if the last one isn't worth the whole pruta, then she's not married. And similar here, since the last instant when he finishes the labor already, that last instant of work is not worth a pruta, so then she wouldn't be married. That's one possibility. Okay, whatever the case is, the Mishnah continues on now with a new case here, also a contingent kedushin. He says, Hariat mukudeshet li, giving her the ring, al manas sheyirtze abba, on condition that my father is happy with this marriage. Now, as we said up to now, he can make any conditions he wanted, all of which will be equally, you know, binding in the same way we said up to now. The case of this particular Mishnah, as the Bar Tanur brings from one Mandamar in the Gemara, is he says, unless my father objects within the next 30 days, we're married. So then for the 30 days, it's a question mark. After 30 days pass, assuming the father didn't object, then they'll be married back from day one when he gave her that ring. Says the Mishnah, Ratza'av, and therefore if the father is happy, meaning he doesn't object within those 30 days, Mekudeshes, then they're married, Vimlav, and if the father doesn't, meaning the father isn't happy, meaning he objects to it, so then within those 30 days, Eina Mekudeshes, she's not married to him. Now, Mesa'av, if within that 30-day period, the father hadn't expressed disapproval, but he dies, so of course at that point, he's not going to be expressing any disapproval because he's no longer alive. Harezu mukudeshes, then immediately she's married to him because there's no possibility of him objecting. On the flip side, meis haben, if, I'll call him now the husband, the man, the would-be husband, the man who gave her the ring, who we're recalling right here, we're calling him the ben, the son, because it's the son of the father who's alive, but he himself is dead. So then, melamdin es ha'av lomar she'eno rotze, we, the bezdin, instructs, informs, teaches the father that he should say he objected to the marriage. And that way, the marriage will not met its condition of him not objecting, and therefore it will never have been binding, and therefore the woman, the wife, will not be a like a widow. And the reason why that's important is because if she's left as a widow after Kedushin and her late husband now had no children, then she would fall to Yibum to her late husband's brothers. And therefore, to avoid her falling to Yibum and to be able to marry whomever she wants, the father says he objected to the marriage, and then retroactively she never will have been married, so she's free to marry whomever she wants.